Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Estat Marshall from the Flag Football America Network, and we're excited to present with you the Flaggy Awards for 2017. The Flaggy Awards recognizes leagues and directors who are just doing great things in the work of flag football. This is on the Flag Football America Network, powered by Sports Engine. You can create a new flag football website with Sports Engine today and even get a free consultation with Sports Engine. Sports Engine is the website that we use, and you can organize your registration, tournaments, leagues, and more. Easily manage your own beautifully designed website and do it all from one place. You can organize and manage every aspect of your sports organization all on one platform, drag and drop design. You get complete support, and you can also manage your website via an app, which is built in for all of your league teams. So get a free demo. Go to flagfootballamerica.com/flaggyawards, and you'll see a link to register. So let's do this. Let's just get into all of our categories. They're online at flagfootballamerica.com. And, again, we didn't cover every league, and I'm sure there's some things that we missed, but this is our first annual event, and we're excited to present the nominees and the winners for each category. So first off, let's do youth. Best Youth League. Our nominees are the NFL Flag San Diego, Youngstown Youth Flag Football Association, the North Shore Flag Football League, Red Zone Sports, Coast to Coast Football, and they are in California. And I'll try to tell you where some of them are, where are located if it's not easy from the name. And the win, and also the last one is the National Flag Football League, which is in Michigan. The Youngstown Youth Flag Football Association was in Pennsylvania, and the North Shore Flag Football League was in Massachusetts. Okay, so the winner of this category is the National Flag Football League in Michigan. They're a really big league out there in Michigan. They're doing really great work, and you can check them out on Facebook. All right, our next category is going to be Best Youth Tournament. Our nominees for this event, or this category, excuse me, are the Beast of the East, which is in PA, the North Shore Flag Football Tournament, which is in Massachusetts, the Best of the West, which is run by the NFL San Diego group, the What's Up Tournament, the Virginia Cherry Blossom Tournament, run by the national champion Virginia Extreme, and the Coast to Coast Flag Football. So the 2007 winner for Best Youth Tournament Flaggy Award is the Beast of the East, run by Matt Remo. Congratulations. All right, so our next category is going to be Best Facebook for a Youth Organization. And, you know, a lot of different things you can do on Facebook. It can be subjective as to what a good Facebook page does, but this is the league that we think is doing the best work, or at least did the best work in 2016. So for Best Facebook Youth, the nominees are North Shore Flag Football League, the Youngstown Youth Flag Football Association, they're in PA. North Shore Flag Football League was in Massachusetts, the Anchorage Flag Football League, Pick Six Sports Flag Football, which is out in Seattle, Red Zone Sports, which is in Florida, and Flag Football Fanatics. The winner for the Best Facebook Youth Page in 2016 is the Youngstown Flag Football Association. All right, now we're going to move over to our Adult League category. This is the nominees for the Best Adult League Male. Best Adult League Male, and, you know, we put out a ranking earlier in the year, but this is just a nominee on. The ranking is a little bit different from the awards, but as we expand and do more in flag football, those distinctions will become clear. But the Best Adult League for 2016 and the winner of the 2017 Flaggy Award will be from these nominees here. So first nominee is ASC Sports League, which is in Georgia. the Washington County Flag Football League in Virginia, Premier Flag Football Federation, which is in Colorado, the Long Island Flag Football League, which is in Long Island, New York, Orange County Flag Football League in Orange County, New York, and the Gridiron Gamers in California. The winner of the Best Adult League for 2017, winner of the Flag Award, is the Long Island Flag Football League. Congratulations. Even though they were in the ranking for number one, it didn't necessarily mean they would automatically win Best Adult League because this is done for a vote. But there's been some news in the last couple of weeks that I'm sure some of the nominees in this category are going to be here again next year. All right, so now our next category is going to be the Best Adult League Female, and our nominees are the Atlanta Women's Flag Football League in Georgia, the Woman Up Sports League, and that's being run on the West Coast in Oregon, Coastal Women's Flag League, Women's Pro Flag League, the Boston's Women's Flag Football League, and then the Women of San Diego American Flag Football League. The winner for the Flaggy Awards for the Best Adult League Female goes to Woman Up Sports. Congratulations to Nick Davis and his organization. All right, now this award is going to go to the Best Adult Tournament from the year 2016. The tournament field is going to get really competitive in the next, year, but these are the ones that we feel represent sort of like the best of the best. So for the nominees for the Best Adult Tournament are the USFTL Nationals, ACS Fallen Warriors, MCFFU Nationals, the Hike In and Spike It, which is in Roswell, Florida Sunshine Cup, which is in Florida, and the Flag Mag Vegas. So the winner of the 2017 Flaggy Award for Best Adult Tournament goes to USFTL Nationals. Now we want to bring attention to some of our offers from one of our partners, Rock Solid. The Rock Solid helmet is a helmet that is for protective. Doesn't protect against concussions, but it protects against safety, whether splitting your head or, against the important parts on your for head injuries. Rock Solid is a leader in this industry, and just by listening to this podcast, you can use our coupon code and you can get $5 off the purchase of a helmet. When you go to their website, you use promo code FFARS2. That's FFARS2, and you can receive $5 off a Rock Solid helmet. You can also check them out on their website at liverocksolid.com, and check it out today. Protect the player, enhance the game. Rock Solid is always improving and innovating their product line to ensure proper protection for those that enjoy the sport of flag football. All right, let's go on to our next category. This is for Best Face Adult Facebook. And these are the nominees for that category. All right, nominees for the Best Facebook Page for an Adult League. The nominees are the Premier Flag Football Federation in Colorado, the LV Gridiron Flag Football, which is in Las Vegas, Arizona's Flag Football League, AFL, Mass Flag League, ASC Sports League, and Ball Out Flag Football in Indiana. The winner for the 2017 Flaggy Award for Best Facebook Page goes to the Arizona Flag Football League. All right, next category is Best Website. Now, you can look at a website for design. You can look at it for content. For right now, this is just one award for the website that we believe is doing the best work and giving you an overall comprehensive, whether it's content, photos, and information. The nominees for Best Website are the Triad Flag Football League in North Carolina, Flag Football X, or FFX, which is in Texas, the Pittsburgh Flag Football League in Pittsburgh, South Florida Flag Football Association, the Long Island Flag Football League, and the All About the Players, the AATP. The winner for the best website 2017 is the Pittsburgh Flag Football League. Now let's go on to statistics. It's hard to keep statistics. Not a lot of teams or leagues have the resources for statistics, but this is going to be the award for best statistics. Nominees are LV Gridiron Flag Football League, the Triad Flag Football in North Carolina. The LV was for Las Vegas. Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football League, excuse me, which is in New Jersey. The Orange County Flag Football League, New Orleans Flag Football League, and the Connecticut Flag Football League / Pro-Am. The winner for best statistics goes to the Connecticut Flag Football League / Pro-Am. The next category is best Instagram page. The nominees are the Arizona Flag Football League, the Reflex Flag Football League, Gridiron Gamers League, Jersey Shore Gridiron Flag Football League, the AATP, which is All About the Players, and then the Southeast Texas Flag Football League. The winner for best Instagram page are the Gridiron Gamers in California. The Gridiron Gamers do a great job of putting up video and photos, and it's really well balanced. And some leagues are doing some really great work, so I expect that category to expand. Okay, best videos. Best videos nominees are the LV Gridiron Flag Football League in Las Vegas, Man Up Sports Media, which is in Oregon, Reflex Football League, the EFF League, the Entertainment Flag Football League, the Long Island Flag Football League, and TC Sports. The winner for best videos is the Reflex Football League. Best photos. A lot of people take photos, or leagues take photos, but it's really hard to capture sort of what's going on, and it's important that get documented. So here are the nominees for best photos. ASC Sports League in Georgia, the Gridiron Gamers Football League in California, All About the Players, AATP, the Arizona Football League, Man Up, Woman Up Sports, and then the SFFFA, South Florida Flag Football Association. The winner for Best Photos 2017 are the All About the Players, AATP. All right, the best logo. I think a good logo represents what you do and gives you information about it without you actually having to talk to anyone. So the nominees for best logo are the LV Gridiron Flag Football, Men's Flag Football League of South Jersey, the Orange County Flag Football, Ball Out Flag Football, Indiana, Arizona's Flag Football League, and the Triad Flag Football League. The winner of best logo is the Ball Out Flag Football League in Indiana. Best organization. Best organization not necessarily runs a league, but informs people of what's going on in flag football. So the nominees are the USFTL, the FFW Flag Football World Championship Tour, Just Score Mag, Flag Spin, Pulling the Flag, and Flag Mag. And the winner for the best organization is the USFTL. Hey, if you're looking to so these are products. These are the best nominees for the best product. And the nominee for the best product from 2017 is the White Football, the Rock Solid Helmet, After Dark Technologies, Game Breaker Helmets, Flag Swag Customs, and Reward Tags. All right, so the winner for the best product of 2017 from the 2016 year, the winner of the Flaggy Award goes to the White Football. And because the White Football won, if you would like to get 10% off the purchase of the White Football, just go to thewhitefootball.com and you can use coupon code FFAFootball and you'll receive 10% off of your purchase of the White Football. And that's really a product that's really taken off. It's really becoming sort of like, I wouldn't say the industry standard, but it'll be interesting to see if the USFTL does adopt that as a product. Again, use coupon code FFAFootball and you'll get 10% off the purchase of the White Football, courtesy of Flag Football America. All right, we're kind of winding down here. We got three more categories. Best podcast. We do podcasts. We interview different directors, and we look to see, you know, get to learn information through an audio format. That's something that will expand over the next year. So the nominees for the best podcast for a league director, the nominees are Shannon Knowles from the SFFFA, South Florida Flag Football Association, Mark Nations from Georgia Sports League, Josh Prasad from the United Sports of America, Cordy Quartz from the Southeast Texas Flag Football League, Robert Lopez from the Arizona's Flag Football League, and Nick Davis from Man Up Sports. All right, the winner for Best Podcast 2017 is Josh Prasad, United Sports of America. All right, we have another set of podcasts that we do, either for events, tournaments, or products. So these are more specific podcasts. The nominees are John Blue from Flag Swag Customs, the 6th Annual Balling for Hunger Flag Football Tournament, Gene Tyler from NEOK Sports promoting Midnight Madness, Jamie Wolf from the USFTL 9-Man National Director, Norman A. Carter from USFTL Women's Tournament Director, and D. Hodge from the AATP 2016 Big Dog Cash Prize Tournament. The winner for Best Podcast from an Event, Tournament, or Product goes to Gene Tyler, NEOK Sports. All right, this is our last and final award. Even though we're Flag Football America, we have looked at international leagues, and we are looking to expand, and we do look at all leagues throughout the entire planet. So the nominees for the Best International League, nominees are the Puerto Rico Flag Football Association, the Irish Flag Football League, BAFA Flag Football League, or Pulling the Flag League in UK, Abaco Flag Football League, which is in Jamaica, Gridiron Kings Flag Football, which is in Taiwan, and the Philippine Flag Football League. The winner for the 2017 Flag Award for Best International League goes to the Gridiron Kings Flag Football League in Taiwan. We like to, again, thank you for all the hard work that all the directors do. We could not do these awards without you, and we're excited to present this to the Flag Football community. Throughout the year, Flag Football America will be making every effort to recognize all the work that many of you do throughout the year, and we want to put on your radar the Flag Madness Awards, where you can all get an opportunity if you qualify to vote and be crowned the national champion. Again, if you want to check us out on website, you can go to flagfootballamerica.com/flaggyawards. You can also check us out on Facebook and on Instagram. Again, thank you all for your time, and we look forward to another great year. And again, congratulations to all the winners, and congratulations to the nominees. Keep doing all your great work, and we will look to recognize you again next year. This is S-Dot for Flag Football America Network, and we will catch you on our next podcast.
There is a war coming. sign.